call the meeting back to order.
The next case is case number 12,354, Wilmington Savings Fund Society, FSB DBA, Christiana Trusts, seeks variances from the front yard setback and the rear yard requirements for an existing dwelling, sections 115-25, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Shepherd's Hollow Road, approximately 503 feet east of Horsey Church Road, and the address is 34389 Shepherd's Hollow Road in Laurel. The zoning district is agricultural residential, or AR1, and the tax parcel is District 432, Map 13, and Parcel 14.02. And specifically, the applicant is seeking variances of 14.1 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the existing dwelling, a variance of 16.4 feet from the required 30-foot front yard for a set of stairs, a variance of 16 feet from the required 30-foot front yard for the existing dwelling, a variance of 17.2 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing covered porch and stairs, a variance of 10 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the existing dwelling, a variance of 0.8 feet from the required 20-foot rear yard for the existing dwelling, and a CO has been issued for the garage. And to date, we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'd like to introduce my witness, Mr. Rick Bennett, if he could be sworn in.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Richard Bennett, 16798 Oak Road, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And again, good evening, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weinman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Wilmington Savings Fund Society, who you've heard has applied for several variances this evening. And those variances are for an existing dwelling, existing stairs, a covered porch, as well as a rear yard setback for the existing dwelling. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application, Rick Bennett. Mr. Bennett is the broker and vice president of the Seaford branch of Coldwell Banker Resort Realty. He is the agent for the applicant. We have also submitted exhibit booklets for your consideration in advance. As stated, this property is located at 34389 Shepherd's Hollow Road. That's in Laurel, Sussex County, Delaware. The applicant acquired title to this property by virtue of a mortgage foreclosure and subsequent sheriff's sale. This property is unique. It was originally part of a larger parcel of land, which was improved with the existing dwelling and other improvements in or around 1988. So these improvements have been there for about 30 years. The property was then subdivided from the larger property or larger parcel in 2007. And that was done without any review of the location of the existing improvements, and that's noted on the Miller Lewis survey, which is dated February 14th of 2007, and that survey is included in your exhibit booklets as Exhibit E. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of the property. It's not due to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the zoning code. There's no possibility at this juncture that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code, as it would be necessary to remove portions of the dwelling, the covered porch, and the stairs, which again have been in their current location since 1988. Variances are therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. This exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Again, the applicant acquired title to the property as a result of a mortgage foreclosure action, and therefore the applicant was not responsible for the size of the lot or the location of the improvements. Following the sheriff's sale, the applicant entered into a contract to sell the property to a third party. I was just informed that this is the third contract, just prior to closing, the purchaser engaged Cotton Engineering to survey the property. And of course, Cotton Engineering did in fact survey the property, which disclosed the various setback violations. This was the first time that the applicant did learn of the setback violations, and of course, upon that notice, this variance application was filed. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district in which the property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the improvements have been in their current location for approximately 30 years. The applicant is unaware of any complaints that have been made as far as the location of the improvements is concerned. In fact, it's my understanding that the majority of the land surrounding this property are still owned by the former owners, Donna and Richard Smart, and they are the responsible parties for the location of the improvements as well as the subdivision of this property from the larger parcel. The encroachments that are at issue are in the setbacks that adjoin the Smart lands only. And the variances do represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modification possible of the regulations in issue. We are simply trying to bring the existing dwelling into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. At this point in time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Bennett to the podium. And you have heard the representations that I made to the board this evening?
Yes.
And in your opinion, are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Absolutely.
Is there any additional information that you'd like for the board to consider in support of the application?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bennett. They may have some questions for you. But for the reasons presented this evening, we do respectfully request that the board approve the variances as requested. We, of course, are available for any and all questions that the board may have. And thank you for your consideration of our requests.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
No, they're well done. Good job.
Do you know where the septic system is? I presume it's on septic.
They're installing a new septic system.
Apparently, when the house was built in 1987, they acquired a permit to install a new system. They did not. They just hooked up to an existing septic. The bank has since done site evaluation to determine if they can put a new septic on. They can.
Do you want to show them where?
Where the question was, where is the existing?
The existing septic is underneath the garage. If you're, the drain field is underneath. Part of the drain field is underneath the garage. When they built the house, they built it right on top of the drain field. The new system is going to be, since the way the lot is, it's going to be kind of like here, here, and here. They're going to have to make it a different. It's not going to be like your normal traditional rectangular septic. It's going to have drain lines here, here, and here, and then up in there to create enough footage, square footage needed for the septic system for the amount of bedrooms.
So where's the well?
It looks like the septic's going to be in the building envelope.
Excuse me?
It looks like the septic system, part of it will be in the building envelope. Is that right?
In the building.
In the envelope, where the...
The area where the building can be built.
Yes, I guess. They're going to have, I don't have the permit with me, or the design with me, because I didn't know it. But it's going to be somewhere in here. There is the well, I don't know where it is. They can't, there's no water to the house. They can't, they had water there when they were living there. We believe they hooked up to the well for this single wide area.
Yeah, I bet you they hooked and up to the well to the chickenette.
There's lots of issues with this property, but yes, the previous owners, I think, and they have since, I think they just cut the well because there's no water. So the contract that they have on is for 203K, an FHA 203K, which is a rehab loan. And in that rehab loan, they're going to put in a new septic.
And a well.
And a well.
Hmm. Okay.
And a couple of them.
This is why this is the third contract.
I just hope the potential people that are going to live there know that how close they are to a chicken house. Are there any other questions from members of the board? No? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and call for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case 123544 for Wilmington Savings Fund Society, otherwise known as Christiana Trust. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance.
And a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So for the vote of 4-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.